Hey, what do you seem to show up as the biggest threat from the Chargers' offense? They seem to rack up a lot of yards every game.
Yeah, they really do. I think they're, you know, rated top five in total offense, and I think it really starts with their quarterback and Rivers and what he's able to do back there. Really, you know, an accomplished guy who's real, you know, smart, savvy, and you know, he's a true competitor, which I think you have to admire about him most. And you know, obviously they throw the ball a lot, which, you know, usually means they're going to rack up a number of yards, and just means that, you know, we're going to have to be, you know, exceptionally good in the coverage game aspect as far as in creating pressure as well. So, you know, we feel like that fits, you know, fits our kind of MO on defense, and hopefully that's the case.
But you have to make sure that the leadership handles the week before a bye. Is that a challenge?
I think it's, you know, it can be, you know, maybe for younger guys. I think the older guys around here, and I'd like to think this team especially kind of understands what's at, you know, stake. You know, you can look at last year and kind of the New Orleans letdown we had in the second half, and, you know, if you're trying to find a reason as to why, maybe that could be. But, you know, for the most part, I like to think that we're focused on this week, getting this win, and hopefully going 6-0 before that bye week, because that would leave a, you know, obviously a great taste in our mouth, as opposed to, you know, coming up short and not having a week to kind of bounce back. So that's the plan, and fortunately we put ourselves in a situation to stay undefeated. So I think we're all, you know, going to do what we need to get to that point and hopefully get a much needed bye.
Is this the most balanced team you've been a part of in the NFL?
I think we're doing a good job of complementing one another, not only offense and defense, but special teams. I think only time will tell, you know, what that means moving forward. But there'll be games where, you know, the offense has to bail the defense out and vice versa. And I think, you know, over the last 2 weeks, the defense has been, you know, for the most part, pretty, you know, happy with the way in which we've been playing. So hopefully that's the case moving forward, along with the offense, you know, continuing to put up points and, you know, leads to more victories.
Clay, I know you guys are a team, but usually in the past few years, they've been talking about the offense. How nice is it that the first thing out of people's mouths are talking about the way this defense has been playing lights out?
Yeah, I know. It's great. Obviously, you know, this is, you know, as I said before, this is definitely an offensive team. There's no doubt about that. But it's nice when you can kind of carry your own weight. And, you know, kind of seems like for the longest time, it's, you know, offense, offense, offense. So it's nice to, you know, more so than people, you know, talking about it, is being about it, especially on defense and getting after the quarterback, being able to, you know, stop the run, and you know, for the most part, just, you know, being able to go three and out and respond to adversity situations, and that's what we've been doing over these past 5 weeks.
You mentioned top four in the league in sacks, interceptions, points allowed, passing yards allowed. And has the defense maybe even exceeded your expectations, or most of these guys' expectations, that you could be this good this early?
No, you know, I've continued to say it. I thought we were playing some of our best ball late last year, and I think this is just a continuation of it. You know, unfortunately, we kind of had to sit back all offseason and kind of take the hits from, you know, everyone, really, in regards to how we lost. But at the same time, we were playing very well on defense, and I think we've just continued that because we got a group of veteran leaders and guys who know what it takes, especially early on, and especially in light of, you know, how we've played early in the season these past couple of years, you know, as far as putting ourselves in a hole. So, you know, that was a big, you know, emphasis this year. We're starting fast, and I think it's exactly what we've done.
What's the biggest challenge in slowing down in a weak tight end like
Antonio? You know, it's just, you know, keeping an eye on him. He's gonna make his, you know, his receptions, and he's obviously, as you saw from last week, it looks like he's, you know, Phillips' number one target. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be times when we double him. We you know, we keep someone on him, but for the most part, they do a good job of you know, of getting everybody open. Sometimes, you know, an empty backfield and getting the ball out quick. So he'll be a person we'll obviously have to keep an eye on. But you know, 39 as well as you know, Floyd, they got a number of playmakers over there.
Does it feel like a chess match almost with a guy like Phillip who does so much changing at the line of scrimmage, kind of like what Aaron's able to do?
You know, it seems as if he's the type of guy that, you know, most of his players are checks at the line of scrimmage. So he obviously knows what he sees out there, and it just requires us to be a little more patient as far as our disguises and what we're trying to show out there. But for the most part, he knows what he wants to run out there, and it's based off the defense. So we just have to be smart and kind of read and react and hopefully get a few tips along the way.
Gordon hasn't had a breakout game yet, but what kind of challenges?
Who hasn't? I'm sorry?
Melvin Gordon. What kind of challenges does he present as a runner?
He's a big running back. I mean, as you saw from his, you know, college days last year at you know, Wisconsin, he's got potential to take over a game. But, I mean, you can obviously see they lean heavily on their passing game. But, you know, you'd like to think, especially after last week and you know, a few of the runs in which Gurley had that, you know, they might come in here and try and, you know, establish the run. But, you know, we'll just treat him like any other running back, you know, as far as whether he's a rookie or not. We need to shut down the run and get after the quarterback, and hopefully that's the case.
Hey, Clay, how about your role? You're playing a lot of middle linebacker, then you're getting outside. How much does that help you because teams don't know where you line up and they don't know how to defend you?
Yeah, you know, I think it's good to just, you know, keep me moving around. You know, with any playmaker, you just kind of want to, you know, keep them guessing as far as, you know, not just lining up to one side of the field or the other. And I think that's really helped, you know, myself and this defense. So, you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy, you know, what's next for me and what they, you know, the new game plan that comes out every week. And this week it'll be something new. So, you know, I look forward to it, and I try and make the most out of my opportunities when they call my name.
You know, beyond the sacks, the pass rush has just been really good. Is it purely personal, or is there anything more you can put your finger on there?
You know, I don't know. I think we're doing a good job of you know, Dom's doing a great job of taking, you know, kind of playing on mismatches and opportunities. And I think last week we did a number of pressures in which you know, we were able to get after the quarterback and hit him early. And, you know, you got to think that kind of affected him, you know, for the rest of the game. So we really liked what we were able to do as far as getting after the quarterback and letting our guys kind of sit back there and cover down those receivers. And as I said before, we work in, you know, tandem with them. And last week we were having success.
Clay, do you feel good about the balance, you know, inside, outside, getting out there, the balance between the two? Has it reached kind of a perfect point there?
You know, I think it changes every week. You saw from, you know, the Seattle game, I didn't get any rushes on the outside. And you see from, you know, the Kansas City game, or perhaps even last game, where I get a few more rushes on the edge. So I think it really is dictated by the offense in which we're playing. And, you know, like I always say, we'll see what that means moving forward as far as what they ask of me schematically. But, you know, for the most part, it seems as if, you know, wherever they're lining me up, you know, I have a ability to get involved with the play. And I think that's, you know, what Mike has preached, as well as Dom, is putting your best 11 players out there. And, you know, our defense is playing very well, so we can't argue with that.